Happy New Year, everyone. Thanks for joining me for our first episode of Busy Kids Love Music in the year 2022. I'm Carly Seifert. I'm the creator of Busy Kids Do Piano, and I'm thrilled to be kicking off the new year with you. Now, before we get going with our episode, I just want to let you know that if learning to play the piano is on your list of New Year's goals or resolutions, my online piano lesson programs are currently open for enrollment through January 10th. You can learn more about my program for kids at busykidsdopiano.com and my program for adults at busymomsdopiano.com. And I'm going to pop those links into the show notes for this episode as well. Now, since we are just a few days into the new year, I think it is the perfect time to listen to and learn about a New Year's carol that might be familiar to you. Auld Lang Syne is a famous tune that has sort of become a worldwide New Year's anthem in many English-speaking countries. Auld Lang Syne, when translated from the Scots original language, means for old time's sake. It was first transcribed by Scottish poet Robert Burns in 1788, though the poem itself was probably written much earlier. Burns collected Scottish traditional songs, edited them in order to polish them up and preserve them for future generations. Burns originally set the words of the poem to a different tune than the one we are familiar with, but in 1799, his publisher set the poem to the tune that we know and use today. In the 19th century, the song became part of the Scottish New Year's celebration. The New Year was an important holiday in Scotland and was widely celebrated. Just before midnight, everyone would stand in a circle, holding hands and singing Auld Lang Syne. And at the beginning of the final verse, when the lyrics say, "And there's a hand, my trusty friend," people would cross their arms across their bodies so that their left hand was holding the hand of the person on their right, and the right hand would hold the hand of the person on the left. And then when the song ends, everyone would rush to the middle while trying to maintain their hand holding. The Scottish song became popular in North America in 1929 when a band leader by the name of Guy Lombardo played the song with his band, Royal Canadians, at the turn of the New Year in a series of popular radio broadcasts that took place each New Year's Eve. Eventually, those radio broadcasts became television broadcasts, and his band would play the song as the ball dropped in New York City's Times Square. He did this from 1939 to 1977. Become a musical fixture as the new year is rung in to hear this song played or sing this song, and it's been translated into over 40 different languages, appeared in famous films such as Elf and Forrest Gump, and performed by vocalists, orchestras, and artists all over the world. There is such a variety of renditions of this famous song, and if you head over to my show notes at busykidsdopiano.com/podcast/61, you'll find a curated playlist that I've put together with a variety of these different arrangements. I hope that you enjoy this playlist. Until our next episode of Busy Kids Love Music airs in 2 weeks. I'm excited for the new year and look forward to connecting with you so that we can make sure 2022 is filled with lots of wonderful musical adventures. Bye for now.